观众朋友们大家好，今天是5月27号星期三，欢迎收看美国观察。美国总统特朗普星期二在白宫主持了美国新任情报总监拉特克里夫的宣誓就职仪式。拉特克里夫曾经说过，中国是美国最大的威胁，并且说他一上任就会开始追查新冠病毒的起源。我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
今天在白宫椭圆形办公室当中的宣誓就职仪式并没有对媒体公开，不过呢，拉特克里夫5月5号在参议院听证的时候就曾经表示过，他认为中国是美国最大的威胁。
I've had that conversation with a lot of people about what I view as the greatest threat and the greatest threat actor, and I view China as the greatest threat actor right now. I mean, look at where we are with respect to COVID-19and the role that China plays, the race to 5G, cybersecurity issues, all roads lead to China there. And so one of the priorities, highest priorities that I'll have if confirmed as DNI, is to make sure, and again, my background with regard to, you know, violent extremists, you know, that is a generational challenge that we will continue to deal with. We may forget about them, but they don't forget about us. But I agree with you in terms of making sure, as we look at the national intelligence framework and whether we're committing enough resources to the rising power that is China. When you look at the initiatives that they have, the Belt and Road, the Made in China 2025, the all of the military-civil fusion initiative, where they literally want, by law, Chinese companies to collect intelligence. These are all spokes of the same initiative, and that's for China to supplant us as the world's superpower and to be able to set standards around the world. And we very clearly don't want an authoritarian regime like the Chinese Communist Party setting standards in the world marketplace. And so, I look forward to sitting down with you, if confirmed, about how ODNI and the other 16 elements are dedicated to the rising threat that is China, which I view as our greatest threat actor.
而截至美国时间5月26号星期二的中午为止，美国境内感染新型冠状病毒的确诊人数已经突破了169万人，而死亡人数呢也突破了99000人。拉特克里夫就曾经在参议院听证当中说过，等他上任国家情报总监之后的首要任务就是要彻查新冠病毒的起源。
I believe the immediate focus of the IC must be directed to the geopolitical and economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic, as well as its origins. The American people deserve answers.
而现在美国经济也正受到了新型冠状病毒疫情的严重冲击跟影响。白宫的首席经济顾问库德洛星期二中午在白宫当中回应记者问题的时候就表示说，他认为呢，经济重启活动之后就会看到经济的强烈反弹。而第一阶段已经签署的美洲贸易协议呢，他则是说，如果中国遵守承诺，他们那一方的承诺，我不晓得他们会不会遵守，但如果他们遵守的话，我们将看到刺激成长、刺激工作的大量出口。我想，总统在这些贸易协议上的协商给经济大大的加分。库德勒并且也说呢，关于这些贸易协商跟贸易协议，将会在今年的下半年以及明年看到更多。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
长期关注全球人权问题的美国国会资深共和党议员克里斯·史密斯星期一发表声明，谴责北京推行港版国安法侵犯了香港的民主，并且说会采取措施惩罚北京的这一举动。史密斯在声明中表示，如果香港行政长官林郑月娥继续遵循中共中央总书记习近平的指示，不能保护香港人民的权利，他将为一国两制的消亡而负责。美国将依法强制重新评估香港特别行政区的地位以及我们与之的关系。史密斯表示说，总统在11月27日签署的2019年香港人权与民主法案规定，国务院必须在180天内向国会提交报告，指出对破坏香港基本自由和自治负有责任的人。史密斯说，这意味着提交报告的期限到了，从今天开始。 美国商务部也面临类似的截止日期，要求查明中国是否利用香港逃避美国的出口管制，以获取敏感技术。中共当局谋求替代香港立法会制定港版国安法，在国际社会引发了广泛的批评，以及港人强烈的反对。亲中的香港特首林郑月娥星期二辩称，在香港订立国安法不会影响居民权利和自由。美国各地陆续重新开放，不过在疫情最为严重的纽约州，州长库莫还没有明确表示何时会重新开放纽约市。来看报道。
星期一，加利福尼亚州发布了一项框架指南，允许各县自己决定是否为教堂、清真寺、犹太教堂和其他宗教机构重新开放面对面的宗教活动，其中包括限制朝拜者人数不得超过100人，测量每个人的体温，限制唱歌和集体诵读，不分享祈祷书或其他物品。面对面的宗教仪式被降级为一个4-阶段计划的第3阶段。州长纽瑟姆曾预测可能要等待几周时间，但是根据指导方针，重新开放可能会更快的来临，成功控制病毒的县可能会更快的实行开放。哈特姆·巴兹安博士是北加州伊斯兰理事会主席，他正在寻求适应新的规定方式。
Muslim prayer requires individual to stand shoulder to shoulder, so we're going to actually institute that people should be at a distance of 6 feet within the mosque.
东奥克兰胜利浸信会教堂的彼得斯牧师说，他坚定支持当前不开放教堂。
3,000 confirmed cases in.Our zip code, East Oakland, has been hit hard by this pandemic, and so therefore, I stand in support of not opening our church doors at this time. It's not safe.
同时，在纽约州，州长科莫在新闻发布会上表示，还无法预测纽约市何时能够重新开放。他说：“我已经不能预测了，因为在这方面我们都失败了。”
People can guess. I think next week. I think 2 weeks. I think a month. I'm out of that business.Because we all failed at that business, right? All the early national experts, here's my projection model, here's my projection model. They were all wrong. They were all wrong. Now, there are a lot of variables. I understand that. We didn't know what the social distancing would actually amount to. I get it. But we were all wrong. So I'm sort of out of the guessing business, right?
科莫还呼吁人们戴口罩。
Why you wouldn't use it?There's no legitimate rational explanation. Well, I don't like the way it looks. You know what? Paint something on the mask, right? Get a new color. You know, you can get a designer mask. It's such a, the opposition is so trivial and nonsensical relative to the risk.You could get sick. You could make somebody else sick. Even if you think you're a superman or superwoman, you could bring the virus home and get someone sick and it winds up killing them. So it's just, it's not smart. It's not smart.
科莫宣布，只要新冠病毒的死亡人数持续下降，并且切实启动并执行接触者追踪计划，纽约市附近该州的两个地区下星期就可以开始营业。美国之音新闻报道。
从巴西进入美国的旅行者们正在争分夺秒，赶在美国对巴西的旅行禁令生效前进入美国。来看报道。
巴西人星期一争先恐后的在最后关头做出安排，以便在美国对巴西实行新的旅行限制之前能够赶赴美国。美国政府将限制入境措施提前了2天，因为巴西这个南美国家新冠病毒每天死亡人数超过了美国。在圣保罗的瓜鲁柳斯国际机场，星期可以看到几名乘客匆忙准备登上飞往休斯顿的联合航班。白宫的一份声明将旅行限制开始的时间修改为东部时间5月26号星期二晚上11:59，而不是星期天原定的28号。2天前，巴西已取代俄罗斯，成为仅次于美国的世界第二大新冠病毒重灾区。华盛顿的禁令适用于过去2周内任何到过巴西的外国人。据卫生部称，在过去的24小时内，巴西报告的新冠病毒死亡人数星期一首次超过美国的死亡人数。截至星期二，巴西有近375,000例，名列第二，仅次于美国的近166万例。这项旅行禁令对右翼巴西总统博索纳罗造成了打击。
他在新冠疫情方面效仿了美国总统特朗普的处理方式。美国之音电视报道。
尽管各国正在逐渐摆脱新冠病毒的大封锁，不过专家们表示说，旅游业的恢复将会非常的缓慢。
新冠病毒大流行改变了一切，包括旅行。随着一些国家再度开始对游客开放，旅游行业专家表示，需要一些时间来适应新常态。
I do think people want to travel, and they're watching very closely the destinations that they want to go back to, and keeping an eye on exactly what's opening up and how it's opening up. But I think it's going to be tough in terms of international travel in the beginning.
根据2017年的最新数据，美国人最喜欢的前十名旅游目的地包括墨西哥、加拿大、英国、多米尼加共和国、法国、意大利、德国、西班牙、牙买加和中国。现在这些国家大多数都有限制，包括不允许游客入境或在抵达时被要求隔离。
Currently, in the case of the UK, we have a 2 weeks quarantine, which is unfortunately, and that means that if you arrive, you have to spend 14 days in quarantine, which in our mind doesn't make any sense and has been perhaps successful at the beginning of the lockdown. But based on the experience and what we have seen in other countries,It seems that makes more sense to perform testing.
除此之外，美国国务院还发布了一份卫生公告，敦促美国人不要旅行。法纳旅行社业者吉布雷特·沃尔德雷说，这对旅行社也造成伤害。
Our business is down like 98-99%. Oh, I would say 100% for the past 3 months. There's just nothing. They're not calling. Those who are calling want a refund for their money for the ticket they bought long time ago.
彼得·塞尔达说，许多人害怕，即使他们重新开始旅行，经历也会有所不同。
We're accustomed to seeing over 200,000 flights go into the air every day in such a safe, efficient manner with various levels of comfort. But that's going to be different, unfortunately, at least for the near future.
随着航空旅行重新开放，旅客将不得不逐渐适应一些措施，像筛检体温、保持间隔、自助登机手续选项、使用面罩和简化的客舱服务等等。美国之音记者迪亚洛报道。
还在使用旧版的手机应用程序吗？美国之音新版应用程序上线了，界面更友好，内容更丰富，支持苹果和安卓客户端，适用于手机及各类平板电脑。旧版程序于1月15日正式下线，快去免费下载新版本吧。
美国航空航天局的两名宇航员计划星期三下午搭乘 SpaceX 公司的猎鹰9号火箭前往国际空间站。这是 SpaceX 公司的首次载人发射任务，也是美国的宇航员自2011年以来首次从美国本土升空前往太空。来看报道。
美国宇航局的宇航员罗伯特·贝恩肯和道格·赫利最近抵达佛罗里达，一旦在一个新的飞行器里就位，他们两人预定成为2011年以来第一批从美国本土被送进太空的美国人。
It's probably a dream of every test pilot school student to have the opportunity to fly on a brand new spaceship, and I'm lucky enough to get that opportunity with my good friend here, Doug Hurley.
We've been to space before, but we've also worked a very, very long time in this collaboration with SpaceX to get to the launch pad.
这次历史性的发射标志着一家像 SpaceX 这样的民间公司，而不是一个国家政府，将第一次把宇航员送进轨道。
And liftoff of the United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket with USSF 7 for the United
这架阿特拉斯五号火箭搭载了美国空军两架轨道试验飞行器里的一架，也被称为 X-37B。它的细节，包括它在轨道的时间长短和任务目的，仍属机密。这是这架太阳能飞行器历史上的第六次发射，它的第一次飞行是在2010年。从那以后，一架 X-37B 已经总共在轨道里运转了7年10个月。
And we have liftoff.
5月20日清晨，日本南部的种子岛航天中心发射了一枚火箭。美国宇航局表示，这架 H-11B 型火箭运载实验和工艺物资前往国际空间站。与此同时，在国际空间站上，宇航员克里斯蒂娜·库克和地球上的孩子们分享故事。
Welcome to Storytime for Space, to all of you in school, at home, or at your local library, or wherever you may be.
美国宇航局说，从太空说故事这个项目目的在于激发学生对科学、技术、工程和数学兴趣。美国宇航局表示，有了它，教育工作者可以帮助培养下一批的宇航员。美国之音阿拉巴萨蒂华盛顿报道。
一个意大利的公司正在制作透明的口罩，这对于依靠唇语来交流的人们来说是一个很大的帮助。来看报道。
给陌生人的一个露齿笑，给消费者的一个微笑，意大利时尚公司迪恩皮将这些亲切元素与安全性相结合，研制了新的微笑手术口罩。这种口罩最初是聋哑人的必需品，而现在一跃成为疫情解封后意大利企业青睐的用品。
Le mascherine trasparenti servono a tutti. È un dispositivo che può essere utilizzata da chiunque proprio per avere una comunicazione più spigliata e non solo verbale, ma anche fatta di gesti, di espressioni del volto, di movimenti delle labbra.
正如意大利的时尚标签一样，迪恩皮的口罩在意大利制造，客户包括华伦天奴、古驰和香奈儿。但是当新冠病毒三月侵袭意大利后，马里尼不得不面临选择，关门歇业还是另辟蹊径。他的工厂有现成的缝纫设备，他于是设计了第一款可洗涤的医用认证外科口罩。这个口罩不久后成为透明口罩的模板，受到各种追捧。口罩透明的部分是聚氨酯，这部分通过热焊接和缝线与口罩其他部分严密缝合。这两道工序保证口罩经过四次洗涤后还具备密封性。
La domanda è aumentata in maniera esponenziale. Siamo partiti da richieste proprio di enti.
他说，订单已经达到了15000个。马里尼在他的家乡圣贝内代托德尔特隆托的小企业中测试这款透明口罩。在两个月来因新冠防控措施让经济活动几乎停滞之后，店主们对这款口罩热情很高。口罩售价每个$7。迪恩皮还在做更多的实验室测试，以便获得 BFE， 也就是细菌过滤效率，以及口罩表面细菌残留程度的认证。美国之音综合报道。
自从新冠病毒大流行爆发以来，许多公司都不得不转而做其他的生意，而一家相框公司就转而做了生产口罩的生意。我们跟随记者的镜头一起去看一看。
通用汽车公司和其他汽车公司的数百名工人已经回去工作，为在前线和新冠病毒作战的工作人员制造面罩、外科口罩和呼吸器。
We work with the state of Michigan to find out where the most critical need is in the healthcare world, and we have volunteers that literally put these masks, boxes of these masks, in their car and drive them to the hospital all around the state.
规模较小的企业也已加入这一遍及全美的行动，帮助那些陷入困境、装备不足的护士、医生和急救护理人员。他们正在治疗这种极具传染性病毒的感染病患者。生产定做相框的公司 FrameBridge 已经把他们在肯塔基州大部分的核心业务转换为暂时为医疗保健工作者制造个人防护装备。苏珊·泰南是 FrameBridge 公司的创办人兼执行长。
So like every other business.In the middle of March, we were trying to figure out what to do and what we should do. And so we had a team meeting every single morning to figure out how to navigate the situation. And one of us said, you know, we have machines that cut acrylic. I wonder if we could make anything.
由于他们使用有机玻璃来制造相框，将材料转而用于制造面罩，似乎顺理成章。
Our whole leadership team galvanized around the idea. And what was terrific was none of us stopped to say, does this make the most sense for us to do right now? How will we get it done? Will we be able to? We just instantly sort of realized that could be our purpose.
除了面罩以外，这家公司还生产防飞沫的布口罩。泰南说，有各种各样的人需要个人防护装备却找不到，让他们吃惊。
People whose spouses or partners worked at a hospital and they didn't feel that their partners were adequately protected, could they buy on behalf of their team? Funeral homes, grocery store managers, medical teams who weren't in hospitals, OBGYN practices, dental practices.
而这一切他们都以成本价格供应。
It allowed us to keep our employees, which was essential, obviously important for us. And I think our regular framing customers shared our excitement and were proud of us for adapting.
到目前为止，这家公司已经为美国各地21个州的一线工作人员和组织生产了大约35000个面罩，并且得以让公司所有300名员工重新上岗。泰南计划在病毒大流行结束之后全面恢复画框业务，并且在纽约和亚特兰大开设分店。美国之音记者塔博报道。
在新冠疫情期间，两名纽约的华裔艺术家以绘画的方式向各行各业中为抗疫做出贡献的亚裔们致敬，并且向他们所在的社区表达支持。来看报道。
My younger brother tested positive for COVID a little over a month ago, and then I caught it.
马大春在纽约经营着一家美术用品店，他同时也是一名自由职业画家。在新冠疫情和生意的萧条中增加的针对亚裔的歧视事件让马大川深有感触，他开始创作亚裔人物的肖像。
I want a lot of people to know what these people are doing.
他笔下的人物都是他身边的普通人。
I start with one of my close friends. She's a physician's assistant. I just wanted to say thank you to her.
马大川用蓝色渲染抗疫前线的医护人员，传递冷静和沉着。用红色描绘为医护人员做饭的餐饮业员工，展现快乐。用紫色衬托其他为抗疫做贡献的人，表达坚强。马大川希望自己的绘画可以让更多人注意到亚裔对各行各业的贡献。住在布鲁克林的另一位自由画家梁凯平，在 iPad 上用简单的线条勾勒出纽约中国城小商家在疫情期间的营业情况，餐馆、理发店、药房、超市等等。红色代表仍在营业的商家，黑色代表歇业的那些。
During this time, I think a lot of us are trying to think of like, what value can I add? Like, I'm staying at home. Like, how much value can I add? Like, I don't have a ton of money to donate either. So it's like, what can I do?To support the community, if it's drawing, that's great.
目前他已经画下了185家店。
I want to draw as many as I can. A lot of them reached out and said like they really appreciate me just you know sharing love.
梁凯平的每一幅画底下都写着 Support Chinatown, 支持中国城。他突发奇想的这项创作引来了许多人在他的 Instagram 页面下留言，表达对中国城的喜爱。
Everyone has like their favorite places that they go to. It's another way to kind of preserve parts of New York that we all love so much.
美国之音记者九岛，纽约报道。
病毒大流行导致美国的失业人数飙升，经济专家们预计说房价可能会下跌，而利率仍然将保持比较低的水准，这些因素可能使一些年轻人能够首次有机会拥有自己的房子。
专家预测，由于新冠疫情封锁措施导致失业率攀升，美国的房价可能会下跌，并且持续多年不会恢复。
In a weaker market, my guess isThere is going to be a downturn in prices more generally. That's what happens. We know that over 30 million people have lost their employment over just the last 5-6 weeks or so. That means a weak market. That's got to mean lower prospective transaction prices.
Open floor plan, living room, two-car garage.
专家说，在2008年金融危机期间，成年的千禧一代可能在评估市场方面有了更好的准备。
They came of age during a time where economically it was very difficult, and for that reason, I think they are almost better in tune with sort of the financials of a purchase, right? So they are really looking at numbers.
有了准备，如果价格下跌，更多的年轻人也许有能力购买他们的第一套住房。
A lot of it was just budget and just you know.You know, knowing what we can afford now and knowing what, you know, hopefully we'll be back to work soon.
专家说，关于大流行病将如何影响购房者的一个大问题是房屋的所在地。
What I think is really open, I don't know, for conceptual grabs at the moment is once we've made it through this pandemic, are people going to say, you know, I just don't want to be in a high density urban area. That's the place where pandemics spread and spread rapidly. I want more open spaces, and whether that's the suburbs or the exurbs.
专家说，要完全了解新冠疫情对市场的影响，可能还要好几年的时间。美国之音萨雷，华盛顿报道。
在社交媒体上，网络红人们正在向他们的粉丝传递正面的信息，帮助他们克服新冠病毒带来的恐惧。
Attention.
年轻的意见影响者可以在社交媒体上和数百万追随者建立关系，特别是在 Instagram 和 YouTube 上。一些人推广美妆和时尚产品而成为百万富翁。不过，新冠病毒大流行转移了关注焦点。美妆和时尚品牌付费给影响者，让他们展示商品，他们通过讲述个人故事来完成。李黎明从韩国发布他的抗癌日记。来自波士顿的卡罗琳娜·乔瓦斯分享了对抗克罗恩氏疾病的辛苦旅程。
As someone who's lived with chronic illness for the majority of my life, I've experienced many times where I've been isolated.
乔瓦斯说，自从新冠病毒爆发以来，他转移了重点，分享他为控制疾病和痛苦习得的应对技巧。
In the beginning of all of this, I started doing some meditations. I've done live meditations.
You'll come back to your breath.
It's been really exciting to see how people have responded to it. I didn't anticipate it being as successful as it has been, but it's been fascinating to connect with people all over the world. On this particular theme.
其他影响者像是海伦·西斯找到有趣的方法来提高人们对新冠危机的认识。他制作公共卫生主题的视频博客。就像他从纽约市住家窗口拍摄的30天日记一样，每天提醒人们保持6英尺社交距离。
I was intuitively putting things out that felt right.
Talk about social distancing. I was in these parks. You would not know that anything was going on.
I think it was just like a symptom of what we were all feeling, like the whole energy of people that I was interacting with on my channels.
西斯说，许多人和他一样，保持积极正面，接近正常水平，安抚社交媒体上的追随者。
We're there to provide maybe some release, but we're not there to like change the world either. We're kind of like more of an ally and a friend during this crisis.
布鲁克林·加拉格尔说，作为影响者和品牌，重要的是要对世界上正在发生的事情保持敏感。
I see more and more brands that are kind of giving back and supporting their communities. I had a friend who does vintage clothes. She sent me some masks to post about. I did a story about it. She's offering these for like $7. If you can't pay, you can still get them for free.
他说，他试着鼓励他的追随者对抗孤独的感受。
We have our followers. This is our community that we've built, and they want to see more content. They want to see like what we're doing and like how we're staying positive and overall just like maintaining our mental wellness.
随着隔离期间，年轻人在社交媒体上花费更多时间。拥有全球大量在线受众的年轻影响者，能够在新冠等危机中给予他们安慰。美国之音贝尼托报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。 友们，大家好，今天是5月27号，星期三，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国总统特朗普星期二在白宫主持了美国新任情报总监拉特克里夫的宣誓就职仪式。拉特克里夫曾经说过，中国是美国最大的威胁，并且说他一上任就会开始追查新冠病毒的起源。我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
今天在白宫椭圆形办公室当中的宣誓就职仪式并没有对媒体公开。不过呢，拉特克里夫5月5号在参议院听证的时候就曾经表示过，他认为中国是美国最大的威胁。
I've had that conversation with a lot of people about what I view as the greatest threat and the greatest threat actor, and I view China as the greatest threat actor right now. I mean, look at where we are with respect to COVID-19.And the role that China plays, the race to 5G, cybersecurity issues, all roads lead to China there. And so one of the priorities, highest priorities that I'll have if confirmed as DNI is to make sure, and again, my background with regard to, you know, violent extremists, you know, that is a generational challenge that we will continue to deal with. We may forget about them, but they don't forget about us.But I agree with you in terms of making sure, as we look at the national intelligence framework and whether we're committing enough resources to the rising power that is China. When you look at the initiatives that they have, the Belt and Road, the Made in China 2025, the all of the military civil fusion initiative,where they literally want, by law, Chinese companies to collect intelligence. These are all spokes of the same initiative, and that's for China to supplant us as the world's superpower and to be able to set standards around the world. And we very clearly don't want an authoritarian regime like the Chinese Communist Party setting standards in the world marketplace. And so,I look forward to sitting down with you, if confirmed, about how ODNI and the other 16 elements are dedicated to the rising threat that is China, which I view as our greatest threat actor.
而截至美国时间5月26号星期二的中午为止，美国境内感染新型冠状病毒的确诊人数已经突破了169万人，而死亡人数呢也突破了99000人。拉特克里夫就曾经在参议院听证当中说过，等他上任国家情报总监之后的首要任务就是要彻查新冠病毒的起源。
I believe the immediate focus of the IC must be directed to the geopolitical and economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic, as well as its origins. The American people deserve answers.
而现在美国经济也正受到了新型冠状病毒疫情的严重冲击跟影响。白宫的首席经济顾问库德洛星期二中午在白宫当中回应记者问题的时候就表示说，他认为呢经济重启活动之后就会看到经济的强烈反弹。而第一阶段已经签署的美洲贸易协议呢，他则是说，如果中国遵守承诺，他们那一方的承诺，我不晓得他们会不会遵守，但如果他们遵守的话，我们将看到刺激成长、刺激工作的大量出口。我想总统在这些贸易协议上的协商给经济大大的加分。库德勒并且也说呢，关于这些贸易协商跟贸易协议将会在今年的下半年以及明年看到更多。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
长期关注全球人权问题的美国国会资深共和党议员克里斯·史密斯星期一发表声明，谴责北京推行港版国安法侵犯了香港的民主，并且说会采取措施惩罚北京的这一举动。史密斯在声明中表示，如果香港行政长官林郑月娥继续遵循中共中央总书记习近平的指示，不能保护香港人民的权利，他将为一国两制的消亡而负责。美国将依法强制重新评估香港特别行政区的地位以及我们与之的关系。史密斯表示说，总统在11月27日签署的2019年香港人权与民主法案规定，国务院必须在180天内向国会提交报告，指出对破坏香港基本自由和自治负有责任的人。史密斯说，这意味着提交报告的期限到了，从今天开始。 美国商务部也面临类似的截止日期，要求查明中国是否利用香港逃避美国的出口管制，以获取敏感技术。中共当局谋求替代香港立法会制定港版国安法，在国际社会引发了广泛的批评，以及港人强烈的反对。亲中的香港特首林郑月娥星期二辩称，在香港订立国安法不会影响居民权利和自由。美国各地陆续重新开放，不过在疫情最为严重的纽约州，州长库莫还没有明确表示何时会重新开放纽约市。来看报道。
星期一，加利福尼亚州发布了一项框架指南，允许各县自己决定是否为教堂、清真寺、犹太教堂和其他宗教机构重新开放面对面的宗教活动，其中包括限制朝拜者人数不得超过100人，测量每个人的体温，限制唱歌和集体诵读，不分享祈祷书或其他物品。面对面的宗教仪式被降级为一个4-阶段计划的第3阶段。州长纽瑟姆曾预测可能要等待几周时间，但是根据指导方针，重新开放可能会更快的来临，成功控制病毒的县可能会更快的实行开放。哈特姆·巴兹安博士是北加州伊斯兰理事会主席，他正在寻求适应新的规定方式。
Muslim prayer requires individual to stand shoulder to shoulder, so we're going to actually institute that people should be at a distance of 6 feet within the mosque.
东奥克兰胜利浸信会教堂的彼得斯牧师说，他坚定支持当前不开放教堂。
3,000 confirmed cases in.Our zip code, East Oakland, has been hit hard by this pandemic, and so therefore, I stand in support of not opening our church doors at this time. It's not safe.
同时，在纽约州，州长科莫在新闻发布会上表示，还无法预测纽约市何时能够重新开放。他说：“我已经不能预测了，因为在这方面我们都失败了。”
People can guess. I think next week. I think 2 weeks. I think a month.I'm out of that business because we all failed at that business, right? All the early national experts, here's my projection model, here's my projection model. They were all wrong. They were all wrong. Now, there are a lot of variables. I understand that. We didn't know what the social distancing would actually amount to. I get it. But we were all wrong. So I'm sort of out of the guessing business, right?
科莫还呼吁人们戴口罩。
Why you wouldn't use it?There's no legitimate rational explanation. Well, I don't like the way it looks. You know what? Paint something on the mask, right? Get a new color. You know, you can get a designer mask. It's such a, the opposition is so trivial and nonsensical relative to the risk.You could get sick. You could make somebody else sick. Even if you think you're a superman or superwoman, you could bring the virus home and get someone sick and it winds up killing them. So it's just, it's not smart. It's not smart.
科莫宣布，只要新冠病毒的死亡人数持续下降，并且切实启动并执行接触者追踪计划，纽约市附近该州的两个地区下星期就可以开始营业。美国之音新闻报道。
从巴西进入美国的旅行者们正在争分夺秒，赶在美国对巴西的旅行禁令生效前进入美国。来看报道。
巴西人星期一争先恐后的在最后关头做出安排，以便在美国对巴西实行新的旅行限制之前能够赶赴美国。美国政府将限制入境措施提前了2天，因为巴西这个南美国家新冠病毒每天死亡人数超过了美国。在圣保罗的瓜鲁柳斯国际机场，星期可以看到几名乘客匆忙准备登上飞往休斯顿的联合航班。白宫的一份声明将旅行限制开始的时间修改为东部时间5月26号星期二晚上11:59，而不是星期天原定的28号。2天前，巴西已取代俄罗斯，成为仅次于美国的世界第二大新冠病毒重灾区。华盛顿的禁令适用于过去2周内任何到过巴西的外国人。据卫生部称，在过去的24小时内，巴西报告的新冠病毒死亡人数星期一首次超过美国的死亡人数。截至星期二，巴西有近375,000例，名列第二，仅次于美国的近166万例。这项旅行禁令对右翼巴西总统博索纳罗造成了打击。 他在新冠疫情方面效仿了美国总统特朗普的处理方式。美国之音电视报道。
尽管各国正在逐渐摆脱新冠病毒的大封锁，不过专家们表示说，旅游业的恢复将会非常的缓慢。
新冠病毒大流行改变了一切，包括旅行。随着一些国家再度开始对游客开放，旅游行业专家表示需要一些时间来适应新常态。
I do think people want to travel, and they're watching very closely the destinations that they want to go back to, and keeping an eye on exactly what's opening up and how it's opening up. But I think it's going to be tough in terms of international travel in the beginning.
根据2017年的最新数据，美国人最喜欢的前十名旅游目的地包括墨西哥、加拿大、英国、多米尼加共和国、法国、意大利、德国、西班牙、牙买加和中国。现在这些国家大多数都有限制，包括不允许游客入境或在抵达时被要求隔离。
Currently, in the case of the UK, we have a 2 weeks quarantine, which is unfortunately, and that means that if you arrive, you have to spend 14 days in quarantine, which in our mind doesn't make any sense and has been perhaps successful at the beginning of the lockdown. But based on the experience and what we have seen in other countries,It seems that makes more sense to perform testing.
除此之外，美国国务院还发布了一份卫生公告，敦促美国人不要旅行。法纳旅行社业者吉布雷特·沃尔德雷说，这对旅行社也造成伤害。
Our business is down like 98, 99%. Oh, I would say 100% for the past 3 months. There's just nothing. They're not calling. Those who are calling want a refund for their money for the ticket they bought long time ago.
彼得·塞尔达说，许多人害怕，即使他们重新开始旅行，经历也会有所不同。
We're accustomed to seeing over 200,000 flights go into the air every day in such a safe, efficient manner with various levels of comfort. But that's going to be different, unfortunately, at least for the near future.
随着航空旅行重新开放，旅客将不得不逐渐适应一些措施，像筛检体温、保持间隔、自助登机手续选项、使用面罩和简化的客舱服务等等。美国之音记者迪亚洛报道。
还在使用旧版的手机应用程序吗？美国之音新版应用程序上线了，界面更友好，内容更丰富，支持苹果和安卓客户端，适用于手机及各类平板电脑。旧版程序于1月15日正式下线，快去免费下载新版本吧。
美国航空航天局的两名宇航员计划星期三下午搭乘 SpaceX 公司的猎鹰九号火箭前往国际空间站。这是 SpaceX 公司的首次载人发射任务，也是美国的宇航员自2011年以来首次从美国本土升空前往太空。来看报道。
美国宇航局的宇航员罗伯特·贝恩肯和道格·赫利最近抵达佛罗里达，一旦在一个新的飞行器里就位，他们两人预定成为2011年以来第一批从美国本土被送进太空的美国人。
It's probably a dream of every test pilot school student to have the opportunity to fly on a brand new spaceship, and I'm lucky enough to get that opportunity with my good friend here, Doug Hurley.
We've been to space before, but we've also worked a very, very long time in this collaboration with SpaceX to get to the launch pad.
这次历史性的发射标志着一家像 SpaceX 这样的民间公司，而不是一个国家政府，将第一次把宇航员送进轨道。
And liftoff of the United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket with USSF 7 for the United
这架阿特拉斯五号火箭搭载了美国空军两架轨道试验飞行器里的一架，也被称为 X-37B。它的细节，包括它在轨道的时间长短和任务目的，仍属机密。这是这架太阳能飞行器历史上的第六次发射，它的第一次飞行是在2010年。从那以后，一架 X-37B 已经总共在轨道里运转了7年10个月。
And we have liftoff.
5月20日清晨，日本南部的种子岛航天中心发射了一枚火箭。美国宇航局表示，这架 H-11B 型火箭运载实验和工艺物资前往国际空间站。与此同时，在国际空间站上，宇航员克里斯蒂娜·库克和地球上的孩子们分享故事。
Welcome to Storytime for Space, to all of you in school, at home, or at your local library, or wherever you may be.
美国宇航局说，从太空说故事这个项目目的在于激发学生对科学、技术、工程和数学的兴趣。美国宇航局表示，有了它，教育工作者可以帮助培养下一批的宇航员。美国之音阿拉巴萨蒂华盛顿报道。
一个意大利的公司正在制作透明的口罩，这对于依靠唇语来交流的人们来说是一个很大的帮助。来看报道。
给陌生人的一个露齿笑，给消费者的一个微笑。意大利时尚公司迪恩皮将这些亲切元素与安全性相结合，研制了新的微笑手术口罩。这种口罩最初是聋哑人的必需品，而现在一跃成为疫情解封后意大利企业青睐的用品。
Le mascherine trasparenti servono a tutti. È un dispositivo che può essere utilizzata da chiunque proprio per avere una comunicazione più spigliata e non solo verbale, ma anche fatta di gesti, di espressioni del volto, di movimenti delle labbra.
正如意大利的时尚标签一样，迪恩皮的口罩在意大利制造，客户包括华伦天奴、古驰和香奈儿。但是当新冠病毒三月侵袭意大利后，马里尼不得不面临选择，关门歇业还是另辟蹊径。他的工厂有现成的缝纫设备，他于是设计了第一款可洗涤的医用认证外科口罩。这个口罩不久后成为透明口罩的模板，受到各种追捧。口罩透明的部分是聚氨酯，这部分通过热焊接和缝线与口罩其他部分严密缝合。这两道工序保证口罩经过四次洗涤后还具备密封性。
La domanda è aumentata in maniera esponenziale. Siamo partiti da richieste proprio di enti.
他说，订单已经达到了15000个。马里尼在他的家乡圣贝内代托德尔特隆托的小企业中测试这款透明口罩。在两个月来因新冠防控措施让经济活动几乎停滞之后，店主们对这款口罩热情很高。口罩售价每个$7。迪恩皮还在做更多的实验室测试，以便获得 BFE， 也就是细菌过滤效率，以及口罩表面细菌残留程度的认证。美国之音综合报道。
自从新冠病毒大流行爆发以来，许多公司都不得不转而做其他的生意，而一家相框公司就转而做了生产口罩的生意。我们跟随记者的镜头一起去看一看。
通用汽车公司和其他汽车公司的数百名工人已经回去工作，为在前线和新冠病毒作战的工作人员制造面罩、外科口罩和呼吸器。
We work with the state of Michigan to find out where the most critical need is in the healthcare world, and we have volunteers that literally put these masks, boxes of these masks, in their car and drive them to the hospital all around the state.
规模较小的企业也已加入这一遍及全美的行动，帮助那些陷入困境、装备不足的护士、医生和急救护理人员。他们正在治疗这种极具传染性病毒的感染病患者。生产定做相框的公司 FrameBridge 已经把他们在肯塔基州大部分的核心业务转换为暂时为医疗保健工作者制造个人防护装备。苏珊·泰南是 FrameBridge 公司的创办人兼执行长。
So like every other business.In the middle of March, we were trying to figure out what to do and what we should do. And so we had a team meeting every single morning to figure out how to navigate the situation. And one of us said, you know, we have machines that cut acrylic. I wonder if we could make anything.
由于他们使用有机玻璃来制造相框，将材料转而用于制造面罩，似乎顺理成章。
Our whole leadership team galvanized around the idea. And what was terrific was none of us stopped to say, does this make the most sense for us to do right now? How will we get it done? Will we be able to? We just instantly sort of realized that could be our purpose.
除了面罩以外，这家公司还生产防飞沫的布口罩。泰南说，有各种各样的人需要个人防护装备却找不到，让他们吃惊。
People whose spouses or partners worked at a hospital and they didn't feel that their partners were adequately protected, could they buy on behalf of their team? Funeral homes, grocery store managers, a lot of medical teams who weren't in hospitals, OBGYN practices, dental practices.
而这一切他们都以成本价格供应。
It allowed us to keep our employees, which was essential, obviously important for us. And I think our regular framing customers shared our excitement and were proud of us for adapting.
到目前为止，这家公司已经为美国各地21个州的一线工作人员和组织生产了大约35000个面罩，并且得以让公司所有300名员工重新上岗。泰南计划在病毒大流行结束之后全面恢复画框业务，并且在纽约和亚特兰大开设分店。美国之音记者塔博报道。
在新冠疫情期间，两名纽约的华裔艺术家以绘画的方式向各行各业中为抗疫做出贡献的亚裔们致敬，并且向他们所在的社区表达支持。来看报道。
My younger brother tested positive for COVID a little over a month ago, and then I caught it.
马大春在纽约经营着一家美术用品店，他同时也是一名自由职业画家。在新冠疫情和生意的萧条中增加的针对亚裔的歧视事件让马大川深有感触，他开始创作亚裔人物的肖像。
I want a lot of people to know what these people are doing.
他笔下的人物都是他身边的普通人。
I start with one of my close friends. She's a physician's assistant. I just wanted to say thank you to her.
马大川用蓝色渲染抗疫前线的医护人员，传递冷静和沉着，用红色描绘为医护人员做饭的餐饮业员工，展现快乐，用紫色衬托其他为抗疫做贡献的人，表达坚强。马大川希望自己的绘画可以让更多人注意到亚裔对各行各业的贡献。住在布鲁克林的另一位自由画家梁凯平，在 iPad 上用简单的线条勾勒出纽约中国城小商家在疫情期间的营业情况，餐馆、理发店、药房、超市等等。红色代表仍在营业的商家，黑色代表歇业的那些。
During this time, I think a lot of us are trying to think of like, what value can I add? Like, I'm staying at home. Like, how much value can I add? Like, I don't have a ton of money to donate either. So it's like, what can I do?To support the community, if it's drawing, that's great.
目前他已经画下了185家店。
I wanted to draw as many as I can. A lot of them reached out and said like they really appreciate me just you know sharing love.
梁凯平的每一幅画底下都写着 Support Chinatown, 支持中国城。他突发奇想的这项创作引来了许多人在他的 Instagram 页面下留言，表达对中国城的喜爱。
Everyone has like their favorite places that they go to. It's another way to kind of preserve parts of New York that we all love so much.
美国之音记者九岛，纽约报道。
导致美国的失业人数飙升，经济专家们预计说房价可能会下跌，而利率仍然将保持比较低的水准，这些因素可能使一些年轻人能够首次有机会拥有自己的房子。
专家预测，由于新冠疫情封锁措施导致失业率攀升，美国的房价可能会下跌，并且持续多年不会恢复。
In a weaker market, my guess isThere is going to be a downturn in prices more generally. That's what happens. We know that over 30 million people have lost their employment over just the last 5-6 weeks or so. That means a weak market. That's got to mean lower prospective transaction prices.
Open floor plan, living room, two-car garage.
专家说，在2008年金融危机期间，成年的千禧一代可能在评估市场方面有了更好的准备。
They came of age during a time where economically it was very difficult. And for that reason, I think they are almost better in tune with sort of the financials of a purchase, right? So they are really looking at numbers.
有了准备，如果价格下跌，更多的年轻人也许有能力购买他们的第一套住房。
A lot of it was just budget and just, you know, knowing what we can afford now and knowing what, you know, hopefully we'll be back to work soon.
专家说，关于大流行病将如何影响购房者的一个大问题是房屋的所在地。
What I think is really open, I don't know, for conceptual grabs at the moment is once we've made it through this pandemic, are people going to say, you know, I just don't want to be in a high density urban area.That's the place where pandemics spread and spread rapidly. I want more open spaces, and whether that's the suburbs or the exurbs.
专家说，要完全了解新冠疫情对市场的影响，可能还要好几年的时间。美国之音萨雷，华盛顿报道。
在社交媒体上，网络红人们正在向他们的粉丝传递正面的信息，帮助他们克服新冠病毒带来的恐惧。
Attention.
年轻的意见影响者可以在社交媒体上和数百万追随者建立关系，特别是在 Instagram 和 YouTube 上。一些人推广美妆和时尚产品而成为百万富翁。不过，新冠病毒大流行转移了关注焦点。美妆和时尚品牌付费给影响者，让他们展示商品。他们通过讲述个人故事来完成。李黎明从韩国发布他的抗癌日记。来自波士顿的卡罗琳娜·乔瓦斯分享了对抗克罗恩氏疾病的辛苦旅程。
As someone who's lived with chronic illness for the majority of my life, I've experienced many times where I've been isolated.
乔瓦斯说，自从新冠病毒爆发以来，他转移了重点，分享他为控制疾病和痛苦习得的应对技巧。
In the beginning of all of this, I started doing some meditations. I've done live meditations.
You'll come back to your breath.
It's been really exciting to see how people have responded to it.I didn't anticipate it being as successful as it has been, but it's been fascinating to connect with people all over the world, on this particular theme.
其他影响者像是海伦·西斯找到有趣的方法来提高人们对新冠危机的认识。他制作公共卫生主题的视频博客。就像他从纽约市住家窗口拍摄的30天日记一样，每天提醒人们保持6英尺社交距离。
I was intuitively putting things out that felt right.
Talk about social distancing. I was in these parks. You would not know that anything was going on.
I think it was just like a symptom of what we were all feeling, like the whole energy of people that I was interacting with on my channels.
西斯说，许多人和他一样，保持积极正面，接近正常水平，安抚社交媒体上的追随者。
We're there to provide maybe some release, but we're not there to like change the world either. We're kind of like more of an ally and a friend during this crisis.
布鲁克林·加拉格尔说，作为影响者和品牌，重要的是要对世界上正在发生的事情保持敏感。
I see more and more brands that are kind of giving back and supporting their communities. I had a friend who does.Vintage clothes. She sent me some masks to post about. I did a story about it. She's offering these for like $7. If you can't pay, you can still get them for free.
他说，他试着鼓励他的追随者对抗孤独的感受。
We have our followers. This is our community that we've built, and they want to see more content. They want to see like what we're doing and like how we're staying positive and overall just like maintaining our mental wellness.
随着隔离期间，年轻人在社交媒体上花费更多时间，拥有全球大量在线受众的年轻影响者能够在新冠等危机中给予他们安慰。美国之音贝尼托报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。